Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Tom, thanks for having me, and I appreciate it. And we're all busy, I know that. Let me real quickly, I want to say thank you to you and your team for doing what you're doing, because I know a lot of people are listening, and it's important we continue to stick together and get the word out.
Amen.
But let me give you a little bit of what's going on around Kaleida. And this is a timely phone call, as you and I exchanged texts earlier. What we're seeing is really sick people. And I really want to get that message across. Those who are coming into the hospital, and again, not everyone who has coronavirus is going to the hospital, but what we're seeing is very, very sick people. And unfortunately, each and every day, and you've heard the governor and others talk about the rise in the trend and the uphill, we're seeing that. So our capacity is getting more and more limited by the day. We continue to see more and more people. And then really the saddest part is those who are really critically ill, obviously on the ventilators, and the difficulty of those coming off the ventilators. So it's back to controlling what we can control. It's our own behaviors. And, you know, I just can't continue to stress this enough. We just have to do our part individually. Our teams at the hospitals, they're willing, they're able, they're dedicated to take care of all of us, but we have to do our part.
Jody, based on the statistical data, if enough data exists right now to tell us this, do you have any idea when our apex in Western New York is going to be coming?
The way we're talking about it, Tom, is anywhere from 7 to 14 days for us. So to give you kind of an idea of what we're seeing, now this is Kaleida specific. We're seeing like from Friday to basically Monday night, we doubled the amount of cases that we saw. And so we continue to see that kind of trend line. So that's getting us to that word that we now hear over and over, that apex. We're thinking it's 7 to 14 days. If it's a little bit longer than it is, I think what the story behind that and the kind of what we got to think about is, The more social distancing we can do, the more compliant we are, the more we can control that.
Yeah, we desperately need to flatten the curve, because obviously if in that brief a period of time your seriously ill COVID-19 patients have doubled, that is a serious thing. Now, as you look ahead to the apex, Jody LeMayo, do you at Kaleida, and to the best of your knowledge, does the Western New York healthcare community have sufficient ventilators and staff to deal with the 7 to 14 day spike?
Well, that's it right there. So that's what we're kind of monitoring right now. We're hoping as this continues to, and hopefully we get that curve flattened, as you said. Right now, I don't want to say I'm overly comfortable or confident. We're somewhat comfortable that we can do this. With the surge plan that we put in place, with opening up units, decanting what we did, we believe we can at this moment. But Tom, I got to tell you, this is the strangest thing, because this is an hour by hour situation for us. So again, you and I text back and forth. We're constantly monitoring the numbers, and you know, you see the county executive come out with a number, and then a couple hours later, unfortunately, you know, we've lost another person or something else has happened. So all of my answers to you are based on me standing here right now talking to you. And I can assure you that within a couple hours, they're going to change.
Understanding the fluidity of the situation, but you are somewhat comfortable that we will have sufficient ventilators and staff to take care of the most seriously ill and vulnerable?
I do. At this pace, I feel like we will be. I really, again, this is based upon all of us continuing to do what we're doing. If we see a surge, then you know all bets are off. So if we can continue, again, for the next few weeks and however long it takes to really be compliant and do those things regarding hand washing and social distancing, and Tom, it's just stay at home. I mean, we've seen the worst. We see what the worst looks like when it comes to individual patients. Don't risk it. Don't go out. Stay home.
Jody Lomeo is president and CEO of Kaleida Health. He's with us live on News Radio 930 WBEN. Jody, and this is not a politically based question because this is absolutely not a time for politics. But when some of us hear Governor Cuomo speaking about send your ventilators to New York City, send your doctors to New York City, with all respect to our friends in New York City, aren't we going to need that personnel and that equipment here in Western New York?
Yeah, and you're right. It's not politics time. This is one of the discussions that we're having, and really when I say we, it's all the healthcare systems across the state. So look, we're good neighbors. We're the city of good neighbors. Of course we want to help New York City. Of course we want to take care of who we could take care of. In this instance, we got to be very, very careful. And what we're doing is making sure – I want to answer your question that you previously asked me, and I want to be confident in that answer before I give any materials or any equipment down to New York City. I'm on the phone with my friends from New York each and every day, but you know we have needs here. Our responsibility is to this community. I'm a Western New Yorker, born and bred, and I'm going to tell you, we're going to take care of this community. If there's an opportunity for us to take care of other communities, we'll do it. I mean, I can't speak for everyone. I could just speak for us at Kaleida. As far as personnel goes, we're working with our teams, our physicians, nurses, whomever. We're trying to bring as much staff as we can to secure our situation before we would really actually ask others to go elsewhere. Now, some are going. I know some of our nurses and physicians are actually military. They've been called down there. We wish them all the best. But, Tom, you're spot on. We have to take care of Western New York. If we're a little bit behind the surge in New York, as that's been reported, it's coming here. It's already here. But it's coming. If it comes fast and furious, we need all hands on deck.
Has the state asked Kaleida facilities to take any overflow from the New York City area hospitals?
Not yet. But that's whether that's coming or not, I don't know. But that's been a discussion. And, Tom, if you think about it geographically, right, I mean, if it's east to west, west to east, depending on how you're looking at it, there's a lot of cities in between New York City and Buffalo. And so I would hope that before it got to Western New York, if there was such a issue across the state, that there'd be plenty of people closer, because proximity is important. I don't know how, from a standard of care perspective, if it's great to send someone 7-8 hours away. So, you know, I'm hoping that it doesn't get to that, but let's see. I mean, as I said earlier, it's changing every minute.
Jody, with that ventilator issue still in mind, have you begun to train in or make the mechanical adjustments necessary if we need to put two patients on one ventilator?
Yeah, we have. We've done that. We have the ventilators that the anesthesiologists use that aren't the same ones as in the normal ICU. So like you've heard others say, we're doing everything and everything possible to get that situation squared away. I mean, Tom, the whole world is looking for ventilators. You know, I said this maybe on last time you and I were talking. It's really incredible. It's not like one specific geographic area. We're all looking for ventilators.
Little by little, we are all coming to the realization of the seriousness of this COVID-19 situation, this pandemic. And how frustrating is it for you as president of Kaleida to look at certain states which may not be taking this as seriously as you know from your profession it needs to be taken.
It's incredibly frustrating. I don't have the foggiest idea what some of these leaders are looking at or thinking about. It's coming. It's not. There's no boundary. There's no wall. There's nothing that separates this virus from getting to each and every one of us. So I don't quite understand. Really frustrated about what happened in Florida. Now you see Tennessee and some of the others just what I would say almost winging it. This isn't, you know, hope is not a strategy. This is not a time for that. And so it's very frustrating because the reality is the longer it's out there, it affects every one of us. And so we want to get through this. We want to get through this with the least amount of disruption as possible, with the least amount of loss of life as possible. But we can't have states and neighboring states and areas around us just willy-nillying this thing.
Do we need, in your opinion, Jody LeMayo, do we need a national lockdown? Do we need a national quarantine for all but essential workers so you can handle the load?
I think so. Yeah, I really do. And I do, Tom, because it's just what I just said. And the reality is we got to take some pressure off the healthcare systems. What's going on in New York City is absolutely horrific. And we can't have that happen in other communities. We just cannot have that happen. And so a lockdown in some organized, coordinated way, this piecemealing it each and every state. I mean, I think this state's doing a really good job, especially in our county here. I think the county executive is doing a good job with getting that message out. But
indeed,
just not good enough nationally what's going on.
We're talking with Jody LeMayo, who is the president and CEO of Kaleida on News Radio 930 WBEN. Jody, we know that statistically, if younger people, and let's just define that as people 45 years old and younger, statistically, if they get COVID-19, they may be asymptomatic, they may have mild symptoms, or this might expose some previously undiagnosed comorbidities all of a sudden. But I know that you in the health community are rightfully concerned about those younger people who themselves are not at great risk of a catastrophic outcome, acting as vectors to the vulnerable population.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you ask me one thing I'm really worried about, and I love that the weather's breaking and it's nice and it's sunny and all of that, but, you know, you have this part of our society, this younger generation, and rightfully so, they think that they're Superman and women, and they can get through anything. That's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about is them infecting someone else, taking it to someone who is incredibly vulnerable, like an elderly person, their grandparents, so on. I'm really concerned. I mean, Tom, I have three young boys in my house. They're chomping at the bit to do things. I get it. I think we all get it. What we as parents and leaders have to do is really continue to stress and educate to this generation to just please, for the benefit of themselves, but more importantly, to all of us and your loved ones, you got to stay in. You got to just kind of suck it up now and just kind of get through this, and we will. But I'm really worried because I continue, when I drive back and forth and all around, I continue to see people congregating and so on.
Jody, have you any numbers of physicians, nurses, or other hospital personnel within Kaleida who are positive for COVID-19 who've been put on the sidelines?
Yeah, I have a number of I don't have an exact number for you, but we do have a number of employees. I mean, it goes without saying we have at any time 13,000 employees, so a certain number of them will obviously be positive. The really good news, Tom, is to my knowledge, none of our employees who are positive are an inpatient. So they're actually, I believe, at home and resting and will come out of it. We've actually had physicians who have been tested positive. The really good news is we've actually had a couple of them return to work. So they've actually come back, you could see if we do things the right way, we'll get some positive news and positive results.
Are you at all familiar with, I believe it's University of Pennsylvania is working on a vaccine, and at least in trials of mice, it seems to be somewhat effective in terms of neutralizing COVID-19, or is that question from too far off the sidelines?
Yeah, that's for someone else.
Okay.
It's funny, I talk to my chief medical officer about 10 times a day now, and I ask him all these different questions about things I've read and heard, and let's just hope one of these things pops up and actually works and we can get some momentum around it.
Is Kaleida issuing the hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pax to physicians or nurses as a prophylactic measure?
Yes.
Can you tell us when that started and more about that?
I think the days are running together for me. I want to say that started maybe the end of last week. I could be wrong. I'll let you know more about that.
I mean, the thinking, there's a lot of thinking about that. I mean, number one is in Wuhan, for example, and in China, people with lupus are frequently treated with hydroxychloroquine, and they noticed that there weren't any COVID-19 patients who were under that treatment regimen.
Yeah, I don't know. I know some of our physicians, I know especially a few at Millard Fillmore Suburban, have been using it, and I think they've seen, I don't want to make it sound like it's some kind of panacea, but I do see that it's been useful.
Is that being given as a routine or for those who want it? Like what percentage of your healthcare professionals are taking it prophylactically?
I don't know. I don't know that answer. I don't know how they're doing that right now. What I can do is, and these are obviously questions better served for maybe my chief medical officer, I can get that information to you, and I could also get someone clinically to come on and talk about it.
Yeah, it's all good. I mean, believe me, I realize this is a very complex and dynamic situation with so many aspects to it. And you know, you're the man in the eye of the hurricane. Can you give us an update, Jody, on the supply situation with N95 masks and gloves and any other supplies that you know you need, but I wouldn't know because that's not what I do.
Yeah, this is another one, Tom, where every time we mention something or put something in print, it changes. So the supplies really are based upon the volume. So we have to think about it that way. Where we are right now, so we did have some success around surgical masks. Our procurement team did a phenomenal job. We were able to get hundreds of thousands, actually, of surgical masks that came in because we're universal masking. And so everybody who walks around is universally wearing a surgical mask. So happy there, feel comfortable, feel confident on that. Now let's get to the N95s. The N95s, we have, what we're doing right now is anyone who is in direct contact or on a unit, a COVID unit, we're having wear N95 masks. So those are in high demand. So we're working day and night to get more and more of those. To be honest with you, if I look out, we're probably 10 days comfortable with what I'm saying as I talk to you right now. Ventilators, we're looking to secure some more, feel somewhat comfortable where we are. Gowns and gear and gloves, that type of thing. Use that 7 to 10 day rule. That's kind of where we are right now. But if there's one thing we're doing day and night without question, it's trying to get those supplies.
Jody LeMayo, can you just tell us, as the president and CEO of Kaleida Health, can you give us some insight as to what it is like in the eye of that hurricane, the daily phone calls and people with whom you're speaking?
Well, for my seat, it's a little different. So I don't want anyone, and nor should anyone think what I'm doing is overly complicated or difficult, because what really is difficult is what's happening on the front line. So all of what we're doing as a team and what I'm leading, Tom, is really the conversation that we had, which is around how do we secure and make safe our workforce and so on. The phone's attached to my ear 24/7 at this point. So the teams are working on those types of things, procuring all the equipment we can, working with labor partners, working with the government, working with our elected officials, making sure if there's dollars out there that we can get from the federal government on the stimulus package, those types of things. So we're working through all of that. But, you know, that's us supporting our workforce. And you've probably heard me say this. You know, we serve at the pleasure of the workforce. We serve at the pleasure of the community. So we're here to support them. That's what my sole purpose is right now. We want to make sure they're healthy, they're safe, and we get through it. We could run the business. We can do all those things. Those aren't fun. Those aren't things people want to talk about on the radio. But we gotta get this part really right. And I'm really proud of the work we're doing. And I've told the team, and I've told our entire organization, this is not a game of perfect. This isn't. And we're going to be transparent, and we're going to tell everybody what we're doing and how we're doing it. But, man, it's changing each and every moment, and especially around the supplies. I'm telling you what we have. You know, I heard elected officials or others say that we're, you know, people are hoarding or stashing. There's no hoarding or stashing going on.
Jody, the floor is yours for any message you especially want to stress to everybody, young, old, middle-aged in Western New York, about what they can do to help the local healthcare community.
A couple things. First of all, it's always thank you. I always say thank you. And the incredible generosity that we've seen, Tom, throughout these last few weeks in particular, with feeding our workforce and taking care of them and people making donations. It's what makes this community the greatest community in the country. I'm going to be a broken record and continue to say to everybody, please stay in. If you don't got to go out, don't go out. If you could just be compliant, if you could just stick with us for however long it takes, whether it's 2 weeks, 3 weeks, it's a small price to pay for what the alternative really is. So if we can just do that together, and do your little small piece. That's the only thing we're asking at this point, is please just take care of you. Keep that social distancing. I'm telling you, baseball will start, football will start. We'll get it all back, but let's get it all back sooner rather than later based on our behaviors today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.